San Francisco, California, August, 1850.
Hey, you there. How did you break in here?
The gruff shout came at Emily from stage right. She looked down in time to see a portly man with the longest beard she'd ever seen, huffing as he beelined through the tall-backed plush seats towards her. She had been so caught up in awe, admiring the crystal chandeliers, she had gotten careless. She shouldn't have been there. Emily turned and took off running up the thick red carpet of the center aisle towards the main entrance of the brand new theater, vowing she'd be back again one day, on the grand stage, instead of sneaking peeks like the trespasser she was today. She didn't stop running until she was able to lose herself in the hustle and bustle of California Street, blending in with the dozens of people, horses, carriages, and even cows and chickens crowding one of the bustling city's popular streets. She had to watch her feet to avoid stepping in piles of smelly deposits as she weaved through the commotion, noting how low the sun was to the west. She'd lost track of time again. Albert wasn't going to be happy. Despite the stifling heat, a shiver slithered through her at the thought of an unhappy Albert. What a fool she had been to trust him. Familiar regret crushed her as she forced her feet to move faster towards her doom. With any luck, he'd got caught up in his poker game and would be delayed long enough for her to beat him to the run-down shambles of a building he called a theater. The Eagle Theater, where she was currently performing daily, was nothing like the grand dramatic museum she'd just left. The seats were old pallets or chairs scrounged from cast-offs. The stage was a rickety platform made of old crates. She felt lucky it hadn't collapsed yet under the jarring weight of the scandalous dancers surrounding her each performance. Emily caught a glimpse of her likeness as she passed the glass window of a rowdy saloon. Her rosy cheeks flushed hot from the sweltering summer heat and burning shame that consumed her every minute of her life. She couldn't meet her own eyes in the reflection, unable to bear the reproach she'd see there. Her life hadn't been so bad. Why had she thrown it away on a whim to trust vermin like Albert Snyder? Two blocks later, she turned down the narrow alley. The smell of rotting garbage mingled with horse dung, and she pressed her scented handkerchief to her nose in an attempt to keep from gagging. She was soaked in perspiration by the time she burst through the back door of the brick building, rushing through the narrow hall to make her way backstage to the open room, which doubled as a dressing room and storage for props. A sigh of relief escaped as she found herself alone. She'd beat the troupe there. She allowed herself to relax slightly, wrapping her arms around her thin waist, taking gulps of air to try to catch her breath from her dash across town. Sweat trickled down her neck as she reached to remove her damp bonnet. What she'd give for a real bath. A pile of papers stacked on a table near the door to the stage caught Emily's attention. She crossed the room to pick up the top playbill and read, "Eagle Theater presents Angel's Follies. Don't miss the fun and games," featuring the talented Angel Dixon and her troupe of well-endowed friends, sponsored by Albert Snyder, Esquire. Corner of California and Gold Streets. Nightly shows at dusk and 11 p.m. The worst part was the drawing of a busty woman in a scandalous gown, her face painted, her hair stacked on her head, and her bosom almost spilling from the bodice. She was surrounded by four equally tawdry showgirls. The image reminded Emily of the playbills she'd seen passed out in Union Square, advertising the wares available at the local whorehouses.
"How do you like our new advertisement? I have Moses out posting them all over town. We'll be packing them in soon, exactly like I promised you."
She jumped at the sound of Albert's calculated voice. She had heard this tone before. His words didn't match the evil lurking just under the surface of the rumpled suit he wore.